Yeah, there are quite a lot of them on this series. We definitely feel we've upped the kind of ante and raised the bar on this, and we've done some very cool shows from, you know, all over the world. We've done one in Namibia and Zambia, Sumatra, which was the scariest bit. Probably big alligator wrestle I did in the swamps of Louisiana.
You're seen sort of attacking and killing and then eating some pretty strange creatures. What was the most repulsive thing you had to eat this time around?
This is a long list as well. A lot of big grubs. There's a big grub. I remember finding one in this acacia tree in Zambia, and I was eating. It was like the size of your little finger, and I thought, that's fine. I was eating a few of those. And I was just walking off. I lifted off as I walked off a last bit, and I saw under here this, like, monster grub, literally like the size of a baby's hand, you know, writhing and pulsating with pus. And I thought, the cameraman hadn't seen it. I thought, do I walk off? Because I've done the bit and I've done the other. I thought, oh, it would be great. You know, I said, go, Si, look, get a load of this. You're not going to believe this. And this, like, monster one comes out, and it is literally just like an explosion of pus and goo everywhere. But it had its revenge. I then had, it was a bit of a bad one, I think, and I had diarrhea and ended up having to do diarrhea off a rock face, hanging off a rock face into free air. So that was interesting. But it's really nice being home.
Now, last year there were a lot of quite damaging revelations for you about how the previous series of Born Survivor had included a number of staged elements. What have you done to correct that this time?
You know, Channel 4 and Discovery wouldn't have come back with such a big series if they didn't know the kind of the reality of, you know, this show. And the reality is that it's full on, and what you see is what you get. You know, it's a big, dangerous show, and we're dealing with a lot of big climbs of big animals and big nasty places a lot. But, you know, I think what they've tried to do is show much more of the behind the scenes. And you know, if ever I ever get any hand, you know, like collecting more firewood or whatever, and the crews help me, I have to acknowledge that on the program. And, you know, but they're all changes, essentially making it better. They're making people see more, and they're making it more transparent. And, you know, I've always felt that the more you show, the better the show is going to be.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday. Guardian.co.uk/audio.